Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. 3 people killed, 14 wounded in Turkey terrorist attack today. The minister did not provide additional details but assured that more information would be disclosed in due time. According to Turkish Interior Minister Ali Erlikaya, few people have lost their lives and sustained injuries in terror attack on the headquarters of a defense and aerospace firm located near Ankara today. A terrorist attack was executed against the Turkish Aerospace Industries Incorporated, TUSIS, facilities in Ankara Karamankazan, Erlikaya stated in a post on X. Regrettably, we have martyrs and injured individuals following the attack. The minister did not provide additional details but assured that more information would be disclosed in due time. Footage circulating on social media depicts an explosion at the site, with gunfire audible in various clips. Several videos and images show multiple assailants armed with rifles fitted with suppressors. A report from the local TV broadcaster indicated that a group of assailants arrived at the facility via taxi during a shift change of security personnel. According to the network, at least one individual detonated an explosive device while the others entered the premises. Local media further reported that the attackers took several hostages. Unverified images circulating on social media purportedly depict approximately a dozen individuals being held captive in a room within the building. TUSIS is engaged in the production of F-16 fighter jets under a licensing agreement with General Dynamics, in addition to manufacturing a diverse array of avionics and aircraft components for both civilian and military applications. The company also develops jets, attack helicopters, and drones for the Turkish military. The Turkish Armed Forces Foundation, a state-operated military research and procurement entity, is the largest shareholder of the company. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.